conversely, this year you kick off your report saying it's going to be the Voldemort of years. And so we'll need to unpack this a little bit further. I mean, look, if
Yeah,
we
you're allowed to panic more in 2024.
we
2023 was very much a don't panic year.
That's
2024,
right.
there's a little panic going on in
You're going
2024.
to help us feel a little bit better about our anxiety.
Definitely,
I mean,
definitely.
I know that the year is shaping up to potentially change the geopolitical makeup of the globe. So if we level set, there's going to be more than 50 countries around the world with a major election, 7 of the 10 most populous nations. What should we be watching across the democratized world? I mean, for this audience, right, executives from multinationals, what specific elections should they be watching? What's most important to consider?
Most elections are not a big deal. Most elections are either going to be stable or, in some cases, slight improvements in policy trajectory around the world. And you know, there's been a lot of talk about, oh my God, all this political transition. India, the most populous democracy in the world, Modi has 75%+ approval in India. He will win easily. Mexico, elections will be easily won by Claudia Sheinbaum, Mexico City former mayor, who is a technocrat, a former climate scientist. The European Union gonna have a great election. I mean, there are a lot of problems inside individual European countries, but the EU is gonna return basically the same coalition of parties to join a majority and allow von der Leyen or someone very like her to continue to be the EU president. No major change there. Russia is gonna have a horrible election where you can vote for Putin or Putin or Putin. It's not all that interesting. But, you know, the sad thing is that the only major election out there that is a serious problem is in the United States. If Trump wins, people around Biden, core senators, advisors, and the rest, expect that they will face legal jeopardy as the FBI, the DOJ, and the IRS, among others, are politicized by a Trump that is focused on vindication and on revenge. Against those that are trying to take down him and his family. If Trump loses, if Biden wins, there's a reasonable expectation that Trump's going to jail. So, you know, the stakes are pretty high. They're a lot higher than they were when Trump gets the nomination, which is not a certainty, but you'd certainly put it at 80 or 90% or higher. I'd be at 90% or higher. He will overnight become far more powerful. He will have overwhelmingly the Republican Party and its leadership in Congress and in state houses supporting and loyal to him in a way that right now they are not. And you will also see that with the conservative leading media. You will see that with the money and the support he will have to run this campaign. And that means that his policy pronouncements, which right now are part of the election, will suddenly be supported by a much broader group of the Republicans. And for issues like the border and Russia, Ukraine, and the Middle East, that matters. And allies and adversaries around the world focusing on the US election are paying a lot of attention to that. So the election risk in the US is not just about what happens next January. It's about what happens when Trump gets the nomination, which is a near certainty.